South Dakota real estate headlines. South Dakota's decentralized building permit process. What SD real estate pros should know. A new guide from Permit Velocity explains South Dakota's decentralized building codes, architect requirements, and local permit processes for contractors and design professionals. Understanding local permit variations across SD jurisdictions helps real estate professionals anticipate project timelines, identify due diligence gaps, and advise clients on development feasibility. Review the full guide at https://permitvelocity.com/resources/South-Dakota-building-permits-codes and licensing to map permit requirements in your target markets. South Dakota real estate headlines. South Dakota property records search tool now available for owner deed and lien lookups. A new online resource lets users check South Dakota property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in SD can streamline due diligence and accelerate transactions with centralized access to property ownership, permit, and encumbrance data. Bookmark southdakota.propertychecker.com/ for your next property research workflow. South Dakota real estate headlines. SD commission rates in focus, what to expect in 2024. A Redfin guide breaks down South Dakota real estate commission costs and the factors that influence rates this year. Understanding current commission structures helps SD agents and brokers price services competitively and set client expectations. Review the full breakdown at https://www.redfin.com/blog/South-Dakota-Real-Estate-Commissions/. South Dakota real estate headlines. Hand County Assessor's Office names Jamie Russell as Director of Equalization. Jamie Russell serves as Director of Equalization and Zoning Administrator for Hand County's Assessor's Office. Real estate professionals working in Hand County should know the local assessment leadership for property valuation inquiries and zoning matters. Visit the Hand County Assessor's Office page for contact information and services. https://handcountysd.gov/department/assessors-office/. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Department of Revenue offers property tax resources for real estate pros. The South Dakota Department of Revenue provides information and resources for individuals to learn about property taxes. Real estate professionals in SD need accurate property tax information to advise clients on ownership costs and market valuations. Bookmark https://dor.sd.gov/individuals/taxes/property-tax/ to quickly reference official SD property tax guidance for client conversations. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Register of Deeds, essential resources for real estate value and transfers. The South Dakota Department of Revenue provides essential guidance for registers of deeds covering real estate valuation, deed transfers, and sequence numbers. Real estate professionals in SD rely on accurate deed recording and transfer processes to ensure smooth transactions and clear title transfers. Review the official SD Register of Deeds resources at the link below to stay current on recording requirements. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of SD cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. even after a clean title commitment. Four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics' liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.